second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about pop culture. That has been the focus of the program thus far, but specifically pop culture in the, you know, the viewpoint of, well, are things trending towards more anti-government or pro-freedom sort of themes in television shows? That's the argument being made by Slate.com's author, and I forget his name.
Dave Weigel.
Dave Weigel. Tally is sharing that with us. We're not quite through it because we've gone off into some side tangents and discussions and actually been taking some of your calls here at 855 453 with you in the studio tonight. It is Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
All right, so we're going to go back to Glenn. Now, Glenn is calling from New Hampshire. You said you've got a daughter. She's 25. You were making some comments about how you feel like she's overwhelmed with information, and we kind of had to jump out to a news break there. So I wanted to give you a chance to express yourself. Go ahead, Glenn.
No, and thanks. And let me try to make it a very fine point. So I think that everybody brings their bias to reporting. That's always been the way it is in journalism. The question is, are you embracing your biases? Are you trying to bend towards being more objective? I think there's less of that. So that was just my hypothesis, right? And then the reason I try to think like, well, what could be having people get, you know, on the one hand, have some sentiment like, yeah, generally government's too big, and then just reelect Barack Obama a few months ago, right? Like, what's the cognitive disconnect is what I was getting into there, right? Versus bashing any particular, you know, news site. I don't know, it's not useful. But that's sort of, I was just trying to figure out, like, if you see a poll result like that, and then you see that kind of reality, it's just strange, right?
There does seem to be a disconnect, right? You're talking about the poll result that Tally mentioned last hour, 72% of Americans are saying that the government is the biggest threat, but yet at the same time, people keep voting for the same old two parties. But I mean, ultimately, people have been told, I think the answer is that people have been told that, well, this is the way you affect change. You have to do it through the system. You have to vote for a politician. And then, of course, are only presented with these scumbags. So what are they supposed to do?
And it doesn't matter what story the media is pushing. The big narrative is that there's a state and you got to put so much focus and attention on this one thing, and you put your energy through that to affect change. And I would like for people, especially young people, to start thinking asymmetrically outside of this one centralized coercive system and work to fill needs in your community without the state. That's a lot of work, but I mean, I think that's the only way that you're going to get rid of the state.
Well, and I guess where I circle it back and try to put the whole picture together is, you know, I ask people just randomly when I meet them, or like do basic facts, like how many Americans even know we're $17 trillion in official debt, right?
I'm
like
not.
How many Americans,
that debt's not mine.
American, you know, and it's amazing how little, like I have a friend who's actually very smart. He's a genius IQ. He does DNA research, a biologist, super smart guy. And he's a big government supporter, right? And I said to him one day, I said, do you realize that the government spends about $6 trillion, controls directly about $2 trillion of the economy through regulation, and that's about half. So half our GDP is currently government-run or controlled.
You say our GDP.
Glenn, thanks for the call tonight. We got to let you go. Your phone's going bad again, but appreciate hearing from you. But then the point you're making, Tally, is that this isn't yours. You don't own this debt and this GDP or whatever.
He was railing against big government, but by using terms like that, he was a proponent of it, that it's our collective responsibility. These mistakes that these people in Washington, D.C. made somehow.
Right, that they can somehow saddle you with the debt that they've created?
Right, no way.
It doesn't make sense to me, and I don't feel like I owe any of that. What about you, Allie?
Oh, I definitely don't, but I don't, you know, it's hard for me to say how that will affect me in the future, all the government debt.
I don't think it will. I think they could just, I mean, they're never going to pay it back, so I don't think it will affect you.
Right. So why be concerned about it?
I mean, they can't
possibly
pay it back.
Well, what's going to happen to the debt?
Well, they're going to crash and burn at some point. I mean, there's just no way they can dig themselves out of it. It's just not something they can do.
Well, the government thinks that they can pin it on the people. That's definitely, you know, their idea of the way things are work aren't that all the politicians are going to have to pay it off. You know, the people who created these obligations, these debts, aren't going to be the ones that pay them off. They're making these, you know, me borrowing money from you, Ian, and saying, yeah, Tally will pay it.
Yeah, it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which means that has to exist. But what does that mean? That means Allie has to go to work every day and pay her taxes.
Right.
If a government, for instance, if the state in D.C., those people were to default on all of that debt, then there might be some sort of collateral or something that they'd have to give up. I don't know if they'd have to sell off.
Well, they do have a lot
buildings.
Of assets, and
right.
their assets could,
the
like,
land.
My understanding is that in all these talks about how they have to raise the debt ceiling and how the government is, you know, just hopeless in the situation of all the debt it owes, it's really like it, when you count all the assets they own and how there's so much they could do to try to, you know, like the things that normal people would do. If you owed like $100,000 and you have a fancy house, you might have to downgrade. Anyone who was rational would think that maybe that would be a good first step.
Well, and they own a bunch of land.
Yeah,
right?
Tons
like out west,
of it.
For instance. So,
they own all these parks and everything. And I think that if you did see a situation where they started selling off a lot of their poorly maintained property and you saw how much better it was in private hands, then maybe people would support more moves like that.
Ultimately, I think the federal government guys could just basically tell their creditors to go screw, and that would be it. If they wanted to,
they wouldn't
they
be
do that.
Able to borrow even more money.
No, they wouldn't. I mean, it would really hurt their chances in the future, but they could do that if they wanted to. Like, if they just wanted to say screw it to the whole debt, they could totally do that. Unlike the average person, you know, you don't have that freedom. And also, if you look at, like, Detroit and some of these other failing cities that also are saddled with billions of dollars worth of debt, they are having to do something about that. They don't get to just say sorry. They have to sell off some assets. They have to try right. to cover some of those costs. I mean, they are being granted some level of bankruptcy protection by the federal government. Detroit is, but ultimately they still have to have some sort of fire sale.
Yeah, and they have to stiff the people that they owe money to, like
right.
People with these generous retirement benefits.
Well, that's what worries me a little bit is that we can see it in this age that big government is a big problem, but then when it comes to like paying off its debts, if it has to institute, you know, what a lot of people call austerity measures, which like in a lot of cases are going to include, like Tally said, not paying back people who they signed contracts with and their employees and things and people.
It's hard for me to feel sorry for people who've gone into an agreement with the government. I mean, they've essentially contracted with the mafia, and mm-hmm. then, well, what do you know? You're getting screwed. I mean, they can change their terms anytime they want to.
These politicians get to make these agreements, and they get votes from these union people. And
right.
they,
we'll pay you for the rest of your life 90% of what your paycheck was.
Yeah, exactly. And they're screwing over people who haven't even voted on this until these
right, so,
people die.
So what government employee is not going to be excited about that, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get 90% of what I was earning
well,
when
once,
I was actually working? Boy,
well, once
vote
they,
for that.
Well, there's definitely examples like of governments. Like I can't remember what – I think it might have been in Detroit or something. An example of a guy who's like, you know, they just completely cut off his pensions. It wasn't in Detroit. It was a different city that went into bankruptcy, and they just, you know, they had this guy in the news, and he was like, yeah, so basically, you know, I had this whole retirement thing planned based on what
bro.
They told me, and now, you know, there is no money. He had to get a new job and start at zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to feel sorry for those people.
But people are going to feel sorry for those people, and people are, and we're all going to know people like that, and and
should've
you're going to see
better.
A lot of people, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of more...
I think it's good that bureaucrats will have to go to work for once in their life.
Yeah, I think people will be desperate and they'll start to like freak out. And, you know, in Greece, it's not like some kind of libertarian revolution going on there. It's not like all the people are coming together and trading with one another. I mean, I couldn't say because I haven't been to Greece. Maybe there's more of that than the news reports. But it sounds like people are freaking out and they want government to fix the problem that it created.
But it all just perpetuates the state, right? Because the FedGov has all these agreements going on in the future. If anything happens to those, then it's going to screw over a lot of people. So those people are going to obviously perpetuate the state. Nothing can happen to the United States, but it's just going to run out of money.
Ken's on the line in Illinois. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Tally, and Ally.
Hey, guys. How's the show going tonight?
Welcome, Ken. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you guys were touching on why... so many Americans, you know, they're fully aware that the government is corrupt and they lie to us constantly. But yet every 4 years we decide, hey, we're going to go and maybe this guy's going to bring the hope and change that we so desperately need. Because I'll be the first to admit it. I voted for Obama the first time. I felt hook, line, and sinker.
Stand by, Ken. I want you to get into your details here in moments. Tell us more about your story. It would, we'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-3733.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
Allie's here, courtesy of her radio show. It's called ALP, and it happens Saturday nights on LRN.FM. Also, ALPShow.com is the place where you can go and get weeks and weeks worth of archives.
That's
for
right.
Free. And you're going to be having Tally on your show tomorrow night, is that right?
That's right. We're going to be talking about civil resistance and the peaceful kind, of course.
Yes.
And so Tally has a lot of good things to say about that, and so he's kind of the expert that I know on civil resistance, and he's participated in some, and so Ellen and I are excited about having him on tomorrow night to talk about that.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be, I'm sure, an enlightening conversation, which you can, again, grab later on over at ALPShow.com. So let's get back to the phones here in a moment, but want to remind you about another great show, School Sucks Project. You've had the host of the School Sucks Project on
your
show.
We have. We love Brett.
Brett is the host there, one of the hosts at School Sucks Project. And it's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. Make yourself a user account. Follow the show on Twitter, YouTube, School Sucks Podcast channel. Schoolsucksproject.com is the website. Schoolsucksproject.com. And I think what School Sucks is doing is very important, deconstructing state indoctrination. Because we're talking about the kind of the overarching subject here tonight has been popular culture and movies and television, for instance, that are maybe portraying or appear to be portraying an anti-state message or pro-freedom or anti-government message. But if they're just promoting this message and people don't have a solution, then that's not going to really get us anywhere, right? Like, it's not a bad thing necessarily that there are anti-government sentiments in some films, but if people don't have a path to walk, if they don't know where they're going, they'll never get to where we would like to be, at least, and that is a society based on consent.
What about baby steps? I probably wouldn't be interested in hearing solutions to something that I don't think is a problem, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily be on board. I think that that's why a lot of activism gets backlashes, because people don't understand the cause in the first place. People don't know what the activism's purpose is because they don't realize what it is trying to combat.
Well, right. Everybody's in a different place, right? In their own lives, everybody has their own set of circumstances, their own set of experience, what it is that's important to them, and that which they're aware of. And then there's the rest of everything that's not, it's not in their purview. And so if you come at them with, as you're saying, activism that just doesn't gel, they don't understand the issue, they don't understand parking enforcement, or they don't understand marijuana decriminalization, you're only speaking to the people who are ready. So when they, what the classic saying is, when the student is ready, the master appears, right? So everybody's in their own place, and if something is coming at them that's just not, it doesn't gel with their viewpoint of the world or where they're at currently, it's just going to go over their head. It's not going to connect with them, which is why art is relevant.
It sets the stage for, conversations which could include solutions, maybe.
It could do that, yeah. But also art, good art is interpreted in different ways, right? So that's why I was saying earlier, when you look at a movie like The Hunger Games, what happens when you sit an ardent arch statist down and have them watch the movie? What's their interpretation of it? How do they come at it? And we haven't had that question answered tonight. So if you do know of somebody, or maybe you are somebody who believes in the state, and you want to tell us your experience with watching a movie like The Hunger Games, which a lot of liberty people tout as this big liberty movie, but on the other hand, it all depends on your perspective.
It does depend on your perspective. Like, I've watched certain things, like Breaking Bad is a good example. I was, really into watching the television show Breaking Bad, which is like about, basically your dad going and becoming a meth producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Kingpin, basically.
Yeah. And, sort of you just need to watch it. This isn't like an important part to spoil, but early on he gets diagnosed with cancer and has his midlife crisis and decides that he doesn't want his whole, he was a teacher, so he doesn't want his family to be super poor and then lose him as their father figure. And that would just be a bad situation. So he tries to make a lot of money with this, being a drug dealer so that they would at least have something after he passes on. But then it becomes more about him than about his family. And it's interesting because he gets caught up in the black market. And then, to top things all off, his brother-in-law is a DEA agent. And so you see that dynamic between, and it's not like the DEA agent brother-in-law is like the nicest guy ever. He's very corrupt.
Well, I like the scene where the DEA agent is smoking cigars and drinking alcohol.
Drinking beer that he brews in his garage.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to bring Ken back on here because we can go back off into pop culture land, but Ken had some thoughts about politics. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Hey, guys. Well, I'd love to continue on the topic that you guys are going. But as far as the reason I called in earlier was to indicate why people just keep falling for the same old, you know, scams.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's just flat out cognitive dissonance. You know, it's holding, you know, two completely opposed viewpoints and just being completely oblivious of it, you know, and, or even knowing it and just being okay with it. Like, for instance, say a PETA member or a super environmentalist driving a Hummer or something. Now, it happens. They believe that they're doing such good that they just completely get blindsided by the smaller points. And I think it's just so easy for Americans to be controlled because we're all sent, well, the majority of them are sent through this government indoctrination program where it's just, you know, input, output. There's no critical thinking at all. And it affords these government entities to utilize this cognitive dissonance in order to get their ways and just keep feeding us the same lines and the same bullcrap that we've been falling for really centuries.
Yeah, I think you're right on. You know, they send young people to school during their formative years. I mean, it has a huge impact on folks.
Oh, yeah.
But also the media, right? We've been talking about that tonight. I'm talking about, like, the news. It's just totally reinforced about how you use this system and you put energy in that. That's just the status quo, the status quo.
Well, it is just shocking to me. For me to become an adult and learn, like, unlearn all the things that I learned in public education and realize how much of it is a lie, and then hearing the same lies touted on the news, and you think, how can they get this whole thing to be so consistent? How can they keep up the same lies? And I guess if it's enough control, if you have everyone pretty much, like, majority of people going to public schools,
the news
then we're
editors,
all being,
the reporters, they
yeah,
all went to,
and then they control, like, what gets taught in the public schools, then it's very easy to get everyone believing the same lies.
The newest little thing that they have coming out of the Department of Education is this Common Core. And I remember reading a couple bulletins about it for my local school district, and it's just, It seems just, you know, socialism and authoritarianism run rampant. They've got just outrageous little viewpoints on the ways that, again, I can't think of any offhand, but I remember being completely appalled when I read it.
The name sounds scary, right? Common Core, one core for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. Hey, Ken, thanks for your call and the thoughts here tonight. There's a lot that goes into programming people, if you want to use that term, and it's not an easy thing to undo it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and get interactive on the site. We have all kinds of features that are there free for you, and they include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It is our forum, and it's free, of course. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com to find that and get interactive there. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee and Free Talk Live are teaming up to help some people around the world make better life for themselves through microloans. 100 of them is what we're looking to do. Give 100 microloans through World Vision to people to create a better life for themselves by making their own coffee growing business. BuzzBox Coffee is the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and fairly traded. And it's going to save you money off of going to the coffee shops and getting your coffee. BuzzBox Coffee and Free Talk Live are teaming up. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and you can get your very first pound for free from BuzzBox Coffee. You do have to pay the cost of shipping the pound to you, but besides that, the pound itself is free. So coffee.freetalklive.com. They're giving you that free pound because they really do believe that you're going to be impressed with their coffee products. So check it out at coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, Calvin's in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Hey, Calvin.
Hey, Ian, Allie, Tally. I just wanted to weigh in on. Oh, hey! I just wanted to weigh on the topic about the appealing to millennials, and as far as getting them to pass a certain level of apathy and getting to them to a point to where they could actually do something, other than having to be stuck with the two-party system. And one of my favorite tactics that I like is appealing to basic logic. And a conversation I had a little while ago with somebody. I basically summarized and distilled the compounded damage inflicted upon administration after administration. It's a sum loss game, and that with every administration you have, you can always say something good about a particular president or a particular administration. But for every good thing you could say, you'd also count at least two very negative and overshadowing other issues that the administration is responsible for. And what you have here, and I think if you look at, like, let's take inflation, or if you take the drug war, or basic violations of people's rights, the graphs will all kind of agree or say the same thing, that you're basically taking one step forward, and then you're taking two steps back. And if you understand simple mathematics, that being addition and subtraction, you'll understand that at a certain point, it's going to become unsustainable. And from there, I think when you explain it like that, that really opens our minds to alternatives and maybe to agorism or to, or to Bitcoin or to just alternatives where you don't have a central authority. We have maybe a peer-to-peer network or maybe something more resilient that isn't so vulnerable is the very vulnerable system we have today.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I think you might be too generous to the government, though. It seems like more like 10 steps back than two steps back. But
yeah, I would say I'm reserving a certain level of optimism when I say that, but indeed so.
I think you do have to have a solution, though, for people, because it's easy to break down the state. I mean, it's easy to point to all their failures and their violence and, you know, the insanity that they create and the lives that they destroy. That's not hard to do. But the trick is to provide another option, you know, something that people can look at and they can say, yeah, that's exciting. That sounds like it might work. And I don't know if just, you know, throwing out their agorism is really going to do that, although Tally, I know, is a pretty big advocate of agorism. Am I right about that, Tally?
I'm an advocate of competing with the state. I mean, it exists because it provides...
Is that what you would call agorism, competing with the state?
Agorism is counter-economics with, black market activity that has a libertarian consciousness. So so if you do things without government regulation... Well, thank you. But so I would suggest, like, education, right? That's huge. And you're right, Ian. You're exactly right. People need something that they can kind of see with their own eyes, and that's why I'm excited about living here in the Atlantic Northeast, New Hampshire, where there's other people who kind of want a change and can get together and maybe one day create some of these things.
Absolutely. I think that is something tangible that you can point to. Look, because we get this question all the time on Free Talk Live, not necessarily from millennials, but just from anybody who's listening. It's like, oh, well, you guys are great about breaking things down, but what is your solution? Well, we do have a solution, and that is to get together so you can have a deliberate community of people who have similar ideas where we can actually implement these ideas in whatever way is necessary, whether it be through competing with the state and, you know, getting out there and actually fixing the road on your own, or whether it be through trying to work through the system, as we've seen some people have success with here in New Hampshire, or just ignoring the state.
Working through the system perpetuates it in a lot of ways. Again, I would just like, I think one of the most important things to do is to get young people out of public education. We were right. Talking about that earlier, how, you know, that gives them the mindset of working through the system. That would be great activism. I hope to do more of that kind of real stuff, you know, providing real services.
You know, on that point, did you know that there's a lady in the area, her name is Lori, and she actually was attacked by the state when she withdrew her kids from the government school system. They actually charged her with negligence in the criminal court system. Mm-hmm. They ended up dropping the charge, but I think that that can be a scary thing to go through for parents, right? It's like, oh, you get the idea in your head of, oh, I'm going to take my kids out of government school.
Right.
You do that, you're excited about it, you pull your kids out of the government schools, and the next thing you know, you're facing down criminal charges. Those criminal charges are going to encourage or discourage a lot of people. They're going to scare them. They're going to, whoa, maybe I stepped in it too much here. I didn't know that this was going to happen. I thought I had the freedom to take my kids out of school. And you do, and I think that's why they ultimately dropped the charges. I think they wanted to intimidate her into putting the kids back into school. It didn't work in their particular case, but I think that's because she has a support network here of people who might have been through something like that previously, or they kind of know how the state works and could kind of help her understand what was happening.
Well, it's one thing to withdraw young people from these government schools, but then what do you do with them? So I would like to see these young people get an even better education, something sure. that they're interested in, something that's going to I've been reading about this, and schools, they stick you with people your own age, but I just love the idea of mentors and getting involved in the real world as soon as possible.
I agree. Calvin, I know that you've been to New Hampshire before. We met you, or some of us met you, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But did you ever go to the Liberty Forum?
I have not. I plan on making it sometime soon. I know you guys have one come up in mere a month and a half here.
It's about right. Yeah, about 2 months away. February 20th through the 23rd, it's happening at the New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, the same place it's been the last several years. And this is a great place to come up and get some real tangible ideas about how to live more free now, and also, of course, meet a lot of possible future neighbors. If you're looking at the Free State Project as an option as far as what you could do in the future, is move together with other people who love freedom, like the three of us. We would not have probably ever known one another had it not been for the Free State Project. So I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to be around such wonderful liberty-oriented people, and that's a kind of a taste of what you get at the Liberty Forum.
Indeed, I'll have to make it up sometime soon. The sooner the better. And just before I have to go, I'd like to also spotlight some other solutions. Is what you hear usually during each of the segments around here is with a lot of the companies you guys promote and market. I think a lot of them offer non-state solutions. So. No, you don't really have to listen too far to find a lot more solutions to replace the criticisms of the state. But
thanks,
I have to
Calvin.
Let you guys go.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for dialing in here tonight.
I feel like there are, like, so many non-state solutions. Like, almost every choice we make in our day-to-day lives, almost everyone listening to this and everyone here today, like, unless you're a police officer or something like that, almost all the choices you make on a day-to-day basis are done voluntarily and without any war or violence involved. And so these are all non-state solutions to the problems of war because, you know, acting peacefully creates peace. So I don't even think we have to reinvent the wheel of what the solutions are. We just have to point out, like, what is the good? Let's prosper and let's not, you know, hurt each other anymore.
Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Get signed up for the Liberty Forum. The early bird pricing, I think, goes on for another few weeks, but it's going to be expired soon. So get your tickets now while they're on the affordable. They're more affordable now at nhlibertyforum.com. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us. You know, I don't think I've mentioned this yet, but we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. In fact, I prefer that because it sounds really great usually. So again, get on the air here about whatever's on your mind. The overarching conversation has been about pop culture, but that's kind of spun off into a discussion about millennials and just kind of people in general and this dichotomous position that many people hold, that on one hand they see that the government does really bad things, and they might not really identify with it in any way, shape, or form. 72% of Americans apparently believe the government is the greatest threat that we face. But on the other hand, plenty of Americans go out and vote for more government every single year.
Maybe that's a new idea. Like, maybe before, when there has been, like, some kind of anti-government, you know, feeling in people that you could, you know, record and measure, it was more like a distrust of corrupt politicians. Like, they thought that it wasn't the government.
As opposed to the state in general.
The system is fine. It's just that you get the wrong people in there and they mess it up. So what we need is the right people, and that's maybe what drives people to go out and vote and support certain candidates.
I think that's still true.
Maybe now people are less like, you know, maybe more people are questioning the system now than just, you know, who's in charge of it.
I hope you're right about that. I don't know if I...
The number of voters seems to keep going down also.
Does it? Really?
At least the presidential election.
So the total number of voters is lessening?
I think so. It seems that way. All kinds of elections.
But, you know, that brings you back, or that brings me to the position of the anti-voting crowd that is, seems like there are certain people out there who believe that, well, if only no one would vote, then they'd stop doing what they're doing. Well, of course, we know that it'll never be no one who votes, because as we pointed out earlier, the people that work for the state have the incentive to go out and vote. Certainly the people who are receiving benefits from the state have an incentive to go out and vote, because usually there's some candidates who are promoting more freebies for those people. So there's always going to be a real core base of voters, even if it's just the state workers themselves. These are the people who are going to go and perpetuate that voting system. So you can expect that that's going to continue. I think that the real question is when people will stop cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as – it doesn't matter. They don't care if you don't vote. What they care about is whether or not you do what they say. So are you going to do what they say when it comes to your, you know, the zoning ordinances in town? Are you going to do what they say when it comes to business regulations? Are you going to do what they say when it comes to taxing you for whatever ridiculous, whatever violent purposes they want to use? As long as people are doing what they're told, that's all that they care about. As soon as that stops, as soon as even a percentage of people stops doing what they're told, like a decent percentage, 5%, 10%, if you could get 5 to 10%. Because to say you need everyone to do something, you might as well cancel whatever your plans are, because it's never going to happen that everyone's going to agree on something.
The party can only go on if everyone shows up.
So if you get 5% of people to just refuse to pay taxes and refuse to obey, refuse to jump through regulatory hoops, that will, right there, if the government tries to prosecute all those people, it will destroy the court system. They would never have any way of doing it.
Well, I feel like isn't that kind of a similar... It's a similar argument, isn't it? Like, it's not if everyone did it, but it's like if enough people do it.
It's not... Well, I mean, it's not a similar argument because, yeah, if enough people were to stand up for themselves, then everything would change.
But it
depends...
The reason
why they get away with what they get away with is because people let it.
But the thing... Like, okay, so my approach would be, like, everyone should start businesses and just start serving each other in that way and make money so that, you know, your solution is actually sustainable. I don't
so
like...
when you start your business, are you going to get your health permit?
What I don't... Yes, because that's the only way to stay in business. And if you, if you do this whole... We've seen what happens when people are like, I'm going to live a life of defiance. And what happens is they get worn down and go to jail and they feel like their life is over and everything they've built is over.
So just do what you're told.
And
then,
it's
is
not,
that what you're saying?
It's not sustainable.
So do what you're told. Is that what you're saying?
Do what you're told to the extent that it helps you accomplish whatever your goal is.
Okay.
I think you can do both. I mean, you don't have to choose something high risk like a restaurant where you're going to have to jump through all these hoops. But there's other businesses you can get into that don't require state permission, and you can amass wealth and not get burned out, because you're exactly right. That has happened where people get so excited about...
It's sad.
It is sad, and I hate to see it. I hate to see people in the clutches of the state and their jail cells and whatnot. And
these are very... These aren't, like, you know, losers or anything. We're talking about very intelligent, talented people who have a lot to offer, and I think that that's why they want to take this principled, courageous step when they, you know, disobey an officer or, you know, so they claim. And I think that I want to see these people, like, doing well, and if they can make money, then all that says to me is not that they're greedy or going to be, like, corrupted or something, but that whatever they're doing is going... They're going to keep doing it because it helps them.
People have been making money for a long time. How's that changing anything?
Well, people, when something makes someone money, they keep doing it.
Great. Well, there's business owners out there with successful businesses. What's that going to do to change the state?
Well, to the extent that me doing business with them is you know, acting in this, you know, marketplace.
Mm-hmm. But they're paying taxes.
I think that they're forced to pay taxes, and I don't blame them for paying their taxes.
I don't blame them. I don't blame anybody for going along to get along, which sounds to me what you're advocating. So I'm not sure how it is that what you're advocating is going to bring us any sort of significant change.
I think that the reason why the state is as weak as it is, you know, in people's minds and the way we think of it and, you know, whatever holds them back from being as evil as we know that they can be. You know, we see some governments, they're just pure evil. They don't have a marketplace there. You know, in places like North Korea, there's not a lot of free trade going on.
No, that's
when,
true.
You know, in places where it's free, it's not because the politicians are nicer. It's because the people there know freedom. They have, like, more stuff. They are able to trade better. They're just a more peaceful place. They've experienced peace, and they're not willing to give it up.
Yeah, but on the other hand, while North Korea may not have a lot of open market aspects, I don't think that it's, you know, it's certainly true that more people are in prison here than are in, you know, a lot of countries around the world. There is a high amount of violence against the people of America, and people who are very wealthy get to look the other way because it doesn't affect them. You know, they can hire attorneys and they can deal with it when the government comes after them, and then they can just ignore it when all the little people get crushed.
Well, I think that it is courageous of people to try to stand up to the government, but if I'm providing a service to people which makes their life better, that is freedom to the people who are acquiring that service and for the person providing it, if it makes it so that I can do, you know, what I enjoy doing and live off of those resources it provides for me, that is freedom. There's nothing more freedom-y to me than that. So that is like sticking it to the man as much as possible. More so
you're saying that
than
you're
going
to
jail
to the
for
man I think doing that, what you're told.
I think that providing a service and making a profit sticks it to the man way more than going to jail for not paying taxes.
Hmm. That's an interesting viewpoint. What do you think, Tally?
I think Allie's point may be that she wants activists to pick their battles a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would agree.
Okay.
But it's up to each individual, right?
I don't see how that's going to change anything, though. Like, I get what you're saying, and people have been making money for a long time and been providing services, and there's no doubt that having choices in the marketplace is greater freedom for people in that you know, can choose
well,
things.
Well, people
and there
have been
different
going
options.
To jail for breaking the law for probably even longer. Mm-hmm. or
can
just
I give
long,
an example I mean. Of something I see that the market do recently that I think advances peace?
Sure.
Google just bought this company called Boston Dynamics. Are you familiar with
I'm
it?
I'm not.
It's the robotics company that makes
Is it the iRobot?
No.
No.
They make these creepy-looking four-legged vehicles.
The military
that
things.
They are military things, but here's the thing.
They're like dogs with machine guns on them, like
well,
dog robots.
You probably could put machine guns on them. I'm not. I haven't
they look
seen
scary. They look very intimidating.
And so real. Like they move like animals, like yeah. you were saying. So Google bought this company, Boston Dynamics, who currently has military contracts.
Right.
And while they are going to honor these contracts, they're not going to take any more.
Oh,
so,
cool.
And that's Google just spending okay. their money. And so I think that, like Ali's point was, they amassed wealth, and now they're spending on these things. And instead of, like, a military application, they're probably going to, you know, have, you know, robot servants or something like that.
Right. Or like, you know, Ian, you're a perfect example. You're a philanthropist. I'm shocked I said that word correctly the first time. And like, that is the best thing that you can do for liberty is like, you know, if you didn't have money to give to people, then then those causes wouldn't be going as strong as they are because of your donations. So when, you know, it helps to have money, it helps causes,
sure.
it helps you to get things done, it helps to promote whatever solutions you think are best. I think that you do, like...
But yours, it sounds to me like, I'm not disagreeing with you. Money's good. It's great to have that. It's important for the liberty movement to have people making money. And I think we're going to see, you know, more of that, especially with Bitcoin on the rise. There are a lot of people who invested early in Bitcoin who are already becoming Bitcoin millionaires, and if not soon billionaires, probably some of them, as it continues to go up. And that will be things that they can use to create new businesses, employ new people, spread the ideas of freedom far and wide. But we can do as much money spending and educating as we want to people, and you know, even if we educate enough people far enough, the state's still going to exist because some people will still believe in it, and as long as everybody's just doing what they're told by the people in the state, how's anything ever going to change? How do you expect the state to go away if people keep accepting it into their lives voluntarily? 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. I'm not saying you have to put everything on the line, but just try saying no once. Try it. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.